Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
You can go in there and what your entrepreneur, which your boss, manager, is up against you. Hey, this is really out of place. Yeah. So I want to use that to shame and thinking.
Or
of expectation. I'm glad you just but I'm going to teach you something. I have to be all of the power and stuff. My age is
both of you to be speakers. That's what I do. I go around the country and I speak. And I have a couple of awesome speech and engagement coming up. Around the country, if you speak, lecture, actually, you to Jersey. Yes, that will be coming up at the end of October. And I actually had an opportunity to speak in Cleveland, Ohio, which I had to turn down. In Jersey. I will be doing a workshop on October 20th. I don't like it, but that Saturday is October or something. Beginning a workshop in Newark, New Jersey. We get closer and closer to October. I will get you those dates that we have in the week. In California, it's closer to the workshop. So for those individuals of you who you also want to become public speakers, you can go to yourwaytomillions.com. You can sign up for a speaking program. Those of you who want to publish your books, I will help you publish your book. You can go to selfpublishingworks.com and you can get more information on those websites for individuals who want to do those things. Write a book and launch a public speaking career. If you would like to launch a public speaking career, as I have done, then you can certainly do that. We'll work with you and help you get set up to be a dynamic speaker. Being a speaker, that's what I do. I love to talk. So I learned a long time ago that speakers have to like talking. Well, they go together, right? Hand in hand. And to be a dynamic speaker, you have to be a little extra. So no one's going to continue to hire a boring speaker that puts people to sleep. Well, they may hire you one time and you may get away with it, but they will definitely not bring you back because they want you to keep the audience awake so they can hear what you're saying, so they can go and put into action whatever tips, tools, and strategies you've given them. So that's why I want to give you some tips, tools, and strategies for taking your A game out of the lane of shame. So the first thing you want to do we want to keep in mind, rather, that if you are going to, and this was really huge for me when I did this one, I really, really, really turned the tide. This one will turn the tide quicker than anything I know. But the first thing that you want to do, if you're going to go from shame to your A game, is you want to be in a state of self-awareness. Okay? So I'm going to give you probably three S's. And the first S is for self-awareness. Okay? That's right, self-awareness. And you want to keep that in mind as you're going through. You want to be aware of what it is you're doing, what you're saying. It's very critical that you become aware of your words. You're not going to pretty much go from shame to your A game if you don't have a great handle on what you say. What you say. And ultimately, the people you hang around has a lot to do with what you say. Because certain people that you're with will draw words out of you that you don't intend to say. And before you know it, you're saying a bunch of negative things that may or may not be true about yourself. But they begin to happen because you've spoken them. So it's very powerful what we say. So number one is self-awareness. Be aware of what you do. Be aware of your actions. Be aware of where you go. Be aware of the people you connect with or don't connect with. Be aware of the things you will be, absolutely be aware of the things you think. Thinking is critical because our thoughts. aware of everything you say, down to keeping a journal and writing it down. We're talking this morning, if you just tuned in, welcome to the broadcast, All About Entrepreneurs. You know, tomorrow is our open mic Friday, where we let businesses call in and shamelessly promote their businesses right here on the radio. Dial in number, 347-945-7991. So yes, back to from shame to your A game. You want to be on your A game. And remember, A game represents your best, living your dream life, working at your dream job, doing your what you love to do, enjoying your everyday. Enjoy all of your life, not just parts of it, but all of it. And I'm giving you some three tips to help you get started. But as I said earlier, you can get a copy of the DVD and hear the entire message. So the second S is for self-invest. With the first S, I talked about being aware, watching what you say. Don't just say anything and don't just think anything. Understand that there's power in your thoughts and power in your words. Write them down. Keep a journal if you have to, so that you can make those adjustments. And number two, self-invest. You must invest in your development, in your skill building, in your honing of your talents. You must self-invest. Yes, is that a monetary investment? At times it will be, but many times it will be a time investment. Spending the time, investing the time to read a book, personal development books, personal development seminars, personal development audios, workshops. You must self-invest. Invest the time to work out. Invest time to seek out the places that you need to go, the things you need to do. It's your hour. It's your time. This is your season. You owe it to yourself. You deserve to win. You deserve to be a champion. You deserve to be the best at what you do. You deserve to be great. From shame to your A game. Going to your A game. It would be a shame if you do not live up to your fullest potential. It would be a shame if you did not go at success with everything you got. It would be a shame not to utilize all the talents, gifts, skills, and abilities that you've been given. It would be a shame. So no, you're going to go from shame to your A game. That means you're going to live at your fullest potential. You're going to live in your passion. You're going to enjoy your life, enjoy your relationships, have a better relationship with the people that are in your life. Be able to travel. Be able to do the things that you really want to do. Yes, yes, you will enjoy where you're going, and enjoy where you are. One. The last S is for satisfaction. How satisfied are you with where you are right now? And I don't mean we understand that we are to be content in whatever state we find ourselves in. We know that. And we know that we've learned how to be a base and to be abound. But one thing, what about your expectations? What are your expectations? How satisfied are you with where you want to be and where you are? And I don't mean like some weird jealousy that you want something that somebody else has. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about your personal satisfaction, the goals you've set for yourself. How satisfied are you with reaching your own personal goals that you set for yourself? In other words, do you set goals and then give up? You know you're not going to be satisfied with that. So you want to make sure that you're satisfied, that you are living up to the goals that you set for yourself, that you're giving it your all, that you're trying everything you can to achieve that level of satisfaction financially, spiritually, physically, in your family, in your recreation, in your relationships. Are you living up? Are you living your truly satisfied life? Well, that's all we have time for today. I know half hour goes so fast, and probably
that's right, there's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.